So all morning we've been talking about the violence in Tucson, Arizona, and the reaction to Jared Loughner's rampage, which killed 6 and injured 14.
I don't feel any safer with the fact that assault weapons designed for the military are for sale for the common public, and large clip magazines that have no use in sporting are also available and also contributed to the carnage in Arizona.
Cordell Shaker calling from New York, one of our listeners, but on the takeaway.org, Brian disagrees that gun safety is to blame. He writes, most states already require a person wanting to purchase a gun to take a safety test, take a course, pass a background screening prior to the purchase. And here's Lauren from Watertown.
After listening to the conversation this morning, I feel that guns and cars should have a breathalyzer before you can turn them on.
A technological solution. What's yours? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.